Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guide at Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guide at Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So here's an issue that I think, you know, once the first pitch happens on Saturday, the series of the Phillies and potentially the Mets is up to the Phillies. It's up to Zach Wheeler. It's up to Chris Sanchez, Aaron Nola. It's up to the lineup to score runs. It's up to that. But leading up to it, I think we have a responsibility. And this is difficult for me to say because it's about people's money in some respect.
And you're pocket watching?
Well, a little bit. And it's not on me.
Oh, holier than thou asking back at
it
again.
I'm just being honest because I've seen this happen. And what's going to happen is that, and to be clear, the Phillies playoff tickets are in Phillies fans' hands initially. It's not like a regular season game where there are a lot of tickets available and anyone can go just buy tickets. Phillies playoff tickets are season ticket holders, partial season ticket holders, and then a lottery. And we were sure we were going to the playoffs. Mets fans didn't even know they were going to the playoffs,
right,
or that they would have even possibly played us until Monday.
Right.
So the tickets for Phillies-Mets games are in Phillies fans' hands. And what's going to happen, and it's probably already started to happen because Mets fans are getting excited now, is that the prices on secondary markets are going to go up. And if the Mets win tonight, they're going to go up even higher. And people who have tickets to Phillies-Mets games are going to have the opportunity to sell their tickets at a very, very high return.
Yeah.
And I remember when this happened against the Yankees. It was right around the trade deadline, and I had a sort of like a temper tantrum about it on air that I thought was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. There were so many Yankees fans in there.
It was a lot. We were there.
Yes. And, you know, a couple of people called and said, well, this is an opportunity to make money back and so on and so forth. That can't happen this weekend. It just can't. And we saw it with the Sixers. And I think the biggest difference between the Sixers and the Knicks and that series is that the Sixers have disappointed people to such an extent over the last several years that I didn't blame Sixers fans for not buying tickets today.
Right.
You know, they were a 7 seed, and Bede was hurt, and the team has done nothing but disappoint you over the last several years. The Phillies are not in that situation. The Phillies, it was disappointing they didn't get past the LCS last year, but are coming off seasons of a World Series, an LCS, now a division crown, and you would think that they are, you know, our nerves aside, mm-hmm, they are poised to take the next step this offseason. There will be Mets fans in the stadium this weekend, no matter what we do, but we cannot allow the sort of 30% or 40% stadium takeover that we had against the Yankees, or even years ago at the Vet with Mets fans, or even periods of Citizens Bank Park when Mets, and the Mets fans will have, they don't have what we have this year in terms of expectations. They're all juice right now. Mm-hmm. They didn't think this team was making the playoffs. They didn't think it would be good at the beginning of the year. I think their over-under for wins was like 81. They were terrible the first 2 months, and they are revved up. We cannot allow a Citizens Bank Park full of Mets fans this weekend, because what happens is the Mets go ahead, and then all of a sudden, I've seen the nerves of expectations. Their fans will out-cheer our fans in that stadium if we allow that many fans in the stadium.
Of course, yes.
Because they'll smell blood. And I know it's hard to tell somebody, hey, you spent $300 on these tickets and you have an opportunity to make those $1,500 back.
Yeah.
It just can't happen this weekend. We can't see that. We cannot.
Not to mention, it's not a good look.
It's a terrible look.
The game is going to be on national TV, right? It's the NLDS.
Yep.
And to have New York fans come down in a proud city like Philadelphia, where we're the ones who usually go take over people's stadium. We mock fan bases for what we do, what we did in Tampa, what we did in New Orleans, you know, down there, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's what we do when we go on the road to play. This is a playoff game. Again, like you said, if it's a regular season game, okay, I don't like it, but okay, whatever. This is the playoffs. Like, if anything, sell them to another Phillies fan.
Yeah. Go on social media, find a Phillies fan
yes,
to sell them
I'm
to.
I'm pretty sure a Phillies fan wouldn't mind the tickets to go.
Yeah,
It's not a good look.
It can't happen this weekend. It's not a situation. If the Phillies were down 3-0 in a 7-game series and game 4 was here, you were hopeless. I could get there with that. I could understand it. This game 1 and game 2 of the playoffs that are supposed to be the World Series playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't allow it. They can't have that, you know, Mets fans can't have that. They can't have that on their resume for doing it. Jack, do you fear that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think 30-40% is a little high. Yeah, like
15%.
15-10% is more what I'm worried about.
Oh, well, you're getting 10%.
Yeah.
You'll get that 4,000, 5,000 fans down there.
We're willing to pay anything.
Yeah. Problem is, when we've been in there, and you've been in there more than I've been in there, Jack, during the postseason, we can get tight at home sometimes, and we're not as energetic if we don't get runs early and things. Now, with Wheeler, it may be different.
Sure.
I think people are hanging there with Wheeler longer, but I guarantee you on Sunday, especially if it's Knowles starting, people will be nervous going into that game. And the last thing I would want to see, God forbid we don't take care of business Saturday, and then you get the Sunday game where the New York fans are really heard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's how the ballpark was in Game 7.
Yeah,
I mean, Game 7 last year, there's a lot of cockiness heading into it. Like, we don't lose two straight of them. And the second one thing went wrong, it was tight ballpark.
Yeah. Was Knowles Game 6 or 7?
Knowles was Game 6.
He was Game 6.
Ranger was Game 7.
Yes.
He went 4-1/3.
Yes. Yeah.
And he let up a hit to Corbin Carroll for no reason. It's supposed to be lefty-lefty. You're supposed to be able to get that guy out and whatever. It was game over. What?
I love the way he remembers all the details, man. He does, man. They stick with him.
They can't. Don't sell your tickets.
Yeah.
Don't sell your tickets.
Please don't. Not this weekend. Not this team.
If it's the Padres, whatever.
And I'm Padres
fans. Well, we know they're
fans.
Not going to show up anyway.
And this is also a message to the Phillies as well, because who could forget last summer when they led the general or whatever of the seven line throw out the first pitch?
Didn't they do it again this year?
I don't know. He was wearing a Mets jersey throwing out a first pitch.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they did it again this year.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But
Speaking of throwing out the first pitch.
It should.
Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
Nah, I don't want to go out there. Hell no, I don't want that pressure. But we do have a certain transplant or someone who has former ties to New York.
A certain running back?
A certain running back? I mean, if we're not going to go with a Philly great.
Saquon would be awesome.
Saquon would be the one. If he was willing to do it, it would be a no-brainer to me.
I want to use Saquon game 2. Game 1, I want a Matt Skeller. So I want Utley or I want Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow would be great. People would love Burrow. Chase Utley is very on the nose. It would work. Burrow, I think.
You think people would do it for Burrow? They would get pumped up?
I think
so. I haven't seen Pat the Bat back here in a while.
Well, he's a Giants hitting coach. So.
Oh, well, then it'll never be him.
Well,
right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
but
maybe.
They still could do it, yeah.
Or Hamels. I mean, Hamels obviously had the run.
Hamels would be a good one.
Well,
just
Hamels
sort of going to. I think Saquon would be great. He has sort of. Not because the Sixers gave him the opportunity. I was told he had the opportunity to ring the bell in a game against the Knicks. And he said no.
Okay.
And I think Saquon.
He was there, though, right?
He was there.
Came to the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Saquon has a respect for those fans.
Sure.
And I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants Saquon versus New York.
Right.
I think now when he goes and plays in East Rutherford, I think he's going
to
want
to try to give him 200 yards.
Yeah. He's going to want one of those. I think Saquon would be great for the fans. I think it would be great reaction. I don't think he would do it, but right. I think it would be a great reaction if he did it.
And he is a giant great.
Yeah. I mentioned it's a shame that Lenny Dykstra has become what he is.
Right.
Because as a former Met who became a Philly, I think it would be really cool if he was not what he was. But
yeah.
That sort of thing that, as you mentioned, the Met killer sort of thing, that connection I think would be good. 215-592-9494. This is the Jack Intervention Day. Jack is terrified of the Mets, and as we're learning, a lot of people are terrified as well. Ike is here if you are terrified.
I'm here for you.
But if you would like to talk Jack into not being scared, we need you to. Big Aaron in West Philly needs to talk to Jack. Big A, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Big A.
What up, Big A?
I'm sick under the weather, man. I've been under the weather, man. But, Jack, can I ask you, can I throw some scenarios at you, Jack? Are you there, Jack?
Of course.
Okay. So listen, if say the Mets get they behind kick by the Brewers 8-1, the next game 8-9, they get pounded. Then they squeak out a victory. The Mets squeak out the victory in the next game and win. Would you have any more confidence that they can beat them?
No, that doesn't change. That wouldn't change anything for me. No. they came back and squeaked out a win Monday against the Braves, and that was the first time I was like, oh, bleep.
So you would rather have been in first place and play, what, Braves?
Would I rather play the Braves?
No, he didn't want the Braves either.
Oh, they would have killed this Braves team.
So
they would have.
But you said,
well, I know. I agree. I'm just saying.
What?
Somebody said they didn't want the Braves.
I think Jack said he didn't want the Braves. The Brewers were the only team that he was clamoring for.
Well, I did say, hold on, I said about a month and a half ago, was no longer worried about the Braves. I was
mocked. I think it was probably me.
First of all, that's a month and a half ago. That's not this week.
Okay.
Or the last week.
Well, Spike's always worried about the Braves.
I'm worried about everybody.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
I kind of feel like...
Well, without Sale, I would not be... I was worried about Braves pitching. And Braves, be quite honest with you, Big A, I'm scared of everybody. I'm a bad person to pick out on this. I live in fear. I'm a coward. I am hiding under the table. That's just my way. So, but Jack did say, and I ripped him for it. Jack said he wasn't afraid of the Braves, and then I think we went and lost 3 or 4 to them. But in any case,
nevertheless,
Jack is more the Mets.
Okay.
Beautiful.
The scary part is that they just hot.
Yes.
They was the best team in baseball, and they're hot. Okay, but I haven't seen the Dodgers do that for so long. They get knocked out in the first
That's game. Not true. That's not true. The Dodgers are always so far out in front. That's why they can't get it back up for the playoffs. Pause.
Good job.
Oh, so if you win in the second half, you could just keep – I'm just trying
well, teams
to
can do it. Teams can do it. I just think they have every year they're the team that has the look. I don't know what to tell you. Like the Phillies had the look in 2022. Okay. The D-backs had the look last year. And 2021 is the Braves. And 2019 is the Nationals. Like we've all seen these teams that have the look.
I got it.
Okay.
But it didn't happen to all the teams like that.
I know.
It didn't. So why would it have to happen to Philly? And see, I'm not going to yell and call you scary and all that because, my confidence is wavering too since you said it because Jack, I follow you with baseball. I follow you with a lot of stuff. When everybody say, yeah, we gonna win, all of a sudden you be like, yo, they gonna lose. You know what? They end up losing.
Yeah, well,
Jack, he thinks of it logically more than fandom. And when he's not jumping into fandom about his squad, I got to worry about it.
I know.
Yeah, this is Jack is shirking his responsibility, I think, on some level.
But here's what, do you want me to lie? I'm not great at lying. There's no chess going on up here. Strictly checkers.
That's what's great about Jack. He's not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like I got twisted around. And then he got one call, yelling and cussing and fussing and all that. And then they're going to beat Tampa last week. And guess what happened? They lost. See, we bet by our heart. See, I trust Jack.
Yeah.
He's looking at this thing in a way.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. Here's where you're wrong at, Big A. Because all he's telling you is that the team is hot. He hasn't told you how the Mets are better than the Phillies. The Phillies aren't doing this, so they're not going to win. So he's not. He's giving you a feeling based on what he feels about a team coming in hot because he's scared. He hasn't given you anything from an analysis standpoint. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He hasn't given you anything from an analysis standpoint.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He didn't break it down. He ain't
exactly. So just because we got one guy in here who is shaking in his boots, the rest of us in the city should be scared too?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Jack kind of feels something that we don't.
Yes, it's so called being scared. He feels something that I don't. It's right. You're right. It's called being afraid. Yes. Okay. Yes, the guy's scared of his own shadow. I love him to death, but he is. He's scared of his own shadow.
Yeah, it's only the Phillies.
No, he was calling for the Phillies when the Phillies was bums. He was like, they're going to win. When they was losing.
And how'd that work out?
They're going to do this and all that.
Hold on. Hold up.
We're here.
But they went.
How'd that work out?
They went farther than what we thought they was going to go. I understand that. They went farther than what we thought they was going to go. But he was pushing it on. I don't know. Something about Jack that scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever need him in a foxhole, you ought to be scared.
Yeah.
All right.
That's sad.
Well, I mean, from the standpoint of.
I know.
When he talks sports, though, he's scared, but he know what he's talking about.
Thank you.
Well, no one said he doesn't know what he's talking about. What I said is he didn't say anything. You keep saying he knows what he's talking about. He gave you a feeling. He didn't tell you such and such hits such and such hits 320 versus Wheeler. So we ought to be afraid of him. Like, he's not telling you any of that.
Wheeler just lost Sunday. Against the Mets. Wheeler just lost Sunday against the Mets.
He lost Sunday, what, this past Sunday? No, he played the Mets.
No, Sunday Night Baseball, two Sundays ago.
Yeah. What was the score?
2-1.
2-1.
Oh, so I'm sorry. This vaunted Mets lineup scored two runs, and we should be afraid of him.
He is beatable.
What? That's – don't insult my intelligence. Everybody's beatable.
I know.
Everybody's beatable. That's not the point. And you're not worried about Wheeler. You're not worried about, so don't be putting that, don't put that voodoo on Zach.
You're worried about Bryce Rushmore.
Yeah, that's what you're worried about.
All right, Big A.
All right, Big A. Get you some Robitussin. He's worried about the lineup.
Yeah, he is. All right, Big A. Yeah, I mean, the lineup is, I think that everybody's concerned. I'm not. Phillies wise.
What great pitching does do the Mets have?
It's not great.
Why am I worried about our lineup?
It doesn't matter. Sometimes it doesn't matter who we're going up against. They just go cold.
But that's baseball.
Yeah. Now you sound like him.
No, I sound like every team who had a great offense during the regular season. Who scored the most runs by damn near 90 runs this year? Are they sitting at home?
I don't know. Who scored the most
runs? The Diamondbacks.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The Diamondbacks.
Scared of them, too, even though they're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, see, I can't. Yeah, you guys are scared. Like I said, you're scared of your own shadow. I don't know what to tell you.
Jack's still scared of the Diamondbacks?
The Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thought so. 215-592-9494. Todd in West Deptford. You're on WIP. What's up, Todd?
You guys are cracking me up. Like, I'm with you. And Jack, let me talk to you right now. The New York stinking Mets, I don't care what they're doing right now. They're going to have to come into Citizens Bank Park, which is going to be mostly Philadelphia fans. And I expect our potent lineup to come through and to score runs, and we have a great pitching staff. I expect Zach Wheeler to be off the charts in that series. And you know what else I expect, Jack? I expect them to go to New York with a 2-0 lead, taking both games at home. I am not scared. I don't fear the New York Mets. It'll be fitting to send them home in that series to head to the NLCS. So bring on the big bad Mets if that's who we have to play. Mm-hmm. I got no fear in this team. This is the Philadelphia Phillies, who are the National League East champion. And this team is built for now, for postseason. This is why we put this team together on paper, for now.
That's right.
And the guys in the lineup have to step up.
and the guys in pitching have to step up, and the guys in the bullpen have to step up. And this is how it's got to be. This team didn't get this far to go bye-bye in the NLDS. I believe this team is still going to the World Series, and I'm not taking no for an answer.
Jack?
Love it, Todd.
Love it, Todd.
You going to say no?
Well, no. I love Todd. Again, I hope so.
Love you.
But the chest out thing also bothers me. It worries me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
well,
you for
I'm trying
talk,
to figure
Todd.
Out if we don't have our chest out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how we're supposed to go into the postseason.
Terrified.
Right. Yeah, when has that ever worked out for us?
Yeah. Well, I know.
It's just sort of how I'm built, you know, on some level.
Yeah. No, like, listen, I appreciate the chest out. It's not chest out.
It's more or less fighting off this idea that we should be afraid of the Mets. It's not about having your chest out. No one says we're going to sweep the Mets or any of that stuff. But the idea of being afraid of the Mets before you even get on the freaking field against them, that shows no confidence in Zach Wheeler, no confidence in Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Boehm, any of these guys. I don't care what you try to tell me. I don't care what you try to tell me. It's what it's showing. You're trying to pump the Mets up like they're some great team, and there's nothing there that says they're this great team that's unbeatable. What it is you're afraid that our team won't show up. Just say that. But don't give me the Mets. I can't take that. I'm afraid of the Mets. If you want to tell me you're afraid that we're going to choke like we did in games 6 and 7 last year when none of our big hitters actually got big hits when they needed to, that's what you're really saying.
So I am not as confident in the Phillies as I wish I was. I think that's fair.
Okay.
But I also have a healthy amount of respect for what the Mets are doing. I just do.
What are the Mets doing?
The Mets are the best team in baseball since London. They had a big win on Monday. Francisco Lindor is playing like an MVP. Like they have. I'm just telling you.
Let me see. So they were the worst team in baseball before London. Then they are the best team in baseball since London. Although they still find themselves fighting to get into the playoffs Monday.
I mean, we
not some great record.
Sure.
We did only win 5 more games than them.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm just...
I don't care about that.
I would say this. Let me introduce some excitement.
We were on cruise control.
Beating...
I know, and that's what worries me, too.
Beating the Mets.
Oh, my God. Why did we... Hold on. Then why did we just start the season by saying, you know what? Why don't we start off slow like we always do and then try to turn it on in July or August? I didn't hear anybody saying that.
Well... I would say this. I think there's a world in which you come off to a hot start and then you don't play under 500 ball for 4 months. You know, like
All I'm saying is before the season started.
Yes, but
I didn't hear the best formula to go win the World Series is to start off slow and then make sure you're playing your best baseball late in the year. And if we got to start in the wild card round, go on the road, that's the best formula to go win the World Series. Why didn't we do the formula that the Mets did?
I agree with you, but I also would say that the best formula also isn't have a great 2 months and then sleepwalk through the rest of the season.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Everybody's talking about the hot team going into the postseason. That's what everybody's talking about. That's what we're talking about. Because we can all take parts of the season where the team played great.
Well, yeah, I wish they weren't 10-11 in their last 21 games.
But
I wish they weren't 500 since the All-Star break. I wish they had.
Why don't we blow the lead in the series and then just get in the wild card? Would you feel confident then?
I don't know how I would have felt.
No, you would
then.
Not. You would have said they choke coming down the stretch. They aren't playing well.
All I'm going to say is that several times through them struggling through the summer, I did not feel comfortable with how bad they were struggling.
That's not breaking news.
I know it's not breaking news.
I said they were going to win the World Series in July. So you saying you didn't believe in the team, you haven't changed that stance. I'm not getting on you about that.
Right.
You don't speak for everybody. I'm talking about the formula for winning is what I didn't hear, that now everybody is scared that the route that the Mets took. That's what I'm saying. Why are we celebrating like we won a World Series after winning the East that you didn't have a problem with? You didn't have a problem with the team celebrating.
No.
Like they won the World Series when they won the division.
No.
Well, why did you?
Because then I think they should celebrate winning the division. Because like that they earned winning the division. What's the big deal?
Well, because we won a World Series.
I know we won a World Series. That's what everyone said after they won the NL East. There's so much more to get done here. And it's not that we didn't want them to get off to a hot start. It's just that there's hot teams every year that get on a run, and you can knock them out all you want. And I hope they do. Like that does happen as well. It's just the way they look worries me. It just does.
The way who looks? The Mets?
The way the Mets look worries me, and the way the Phillies look worries me too. Both worry me.
All right.
Yeah. Go, Phils.
I'm just wondering, man. That's all. I'm just wondering. Like we're on the brink of going into the playoffs, and we should be. We're all like, oh, the team's gonna lose. What's the whole point of the season? We just wasted 6 months talking about the Phillies and putting Bryce as the number one athlete in the city. By the way, another year he would have come up short. He would come up short, not winning the World Series. So we're doing this for another year.
Can I tell you what the difference is? The difference is this is the first year we've gone into the season with true expectations, and expectations make people nervous. And I'm guilty of it too. Is that when there are no expectations, you go into the playoffs, you're like, if we lose, we lose. And it's this free feeling, which I think the crowds,
so we can jump on and
the
off.
Crowds in 22, I think, had that vibe of we don't care. And that's a dangerous feeling. And that is what I fear.
So when they go get Soto, are we going to still say, you know what, just don't win early. Just make sure we're hot late in the season.
Hopefully they're an all-time team when they get Soto.
Yeah. What difference does it make? The Dodgers are put together an all-time team every year.
Then they got to get it done.
All right.
Real quick.
Yeah.
A little bit of positivity.
Yeah.
Yes.
They tied the inner squad today, 5-5.
How did Spencer Turnbull look?
Don't know. Okay. Harper hit a home run.
Okay.
And Castellanos hit a home run.
Okay, then. I feel better now.
I can't wait till Monday when everybody has a different team Monday.
I hope so.
Can't wait. Don't worry. I'm not going to let you enjoy it very much.
I can't wait till Monday. You cannot let me enjoy it all you want.
I'm just telling you what it's going to be. I'm going to remind you Monday.
That's fine. I hope you're right. I am right.
Because I usually am right.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I'm not going to let you enjoy it.
You won't enjoy it very
much.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't. Yes, there will.
Okay.
Yes, I will. There's nothing that's going to take me down.
I'm not going to let you enjoy it.
Nothing's going to take me down if they win two games this weekend.
So if they win both games this weekend, you're all in.
Yeah,
you're good.
I'm good.
There's no way they can blow the series.
You can come in and be the office linebacker, tackle me at Oklahoma.
I'm not going to do any of that. I just want to make sure your confidence is there.
It will be there. Right now, it's not.
All right. Coming up next. Brian Baldinger joins us.
I told you it wasn't going to be easy today.
Poor Jack. I'm sorry I curved it on you today, Jack. I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
You got to go to break. All right. I just got a meat read.
All right. Today's show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest refinancing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUIDA. Yeah, GoGUIDA.com. There's a lot of farting going on in there right now, I bet you.
That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because I had Brussels sprouts.
I know. I made a mistake of walking in there without knocking first. Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.